We generally think of tshuva for averos. If you sin, then to return to Hashem, one has to do tshuva and repent. However, there's an additional type of tshuva, a tshuva for lost opportunities. Not when one has technically done something wrong, but one where one has missed the opportunity to do something positive. This can be seen from the various karbanos. We know, for example, there's a sin offering, the karban chatas and the karban asham. These karbanos are brought when someone does an avera. However, there's also a karban ola, and the Gemara tells us that the karban ola does not come to be mechaper for an avera, not for violation of a iser, but rather it comes to atone for not doing a mitzvah saseh, which generally means not taking advantage of an opportunity. It's actually very interesting. When we look at the karbanos, we see something interesting. Why is it that the karban ola is the only karban which is entirely burnt, as opposed to other sin offerings which are partially burnt and partially eaten? The answer might be that in a certain sense, missed opportunities, not doing mitzvot saseh, is even more stringent than not violating a lo saseh. Usually the opposite is the case. For example, the halacha is that if someone must give up all of their possessions before violating a negative commandment, however, when it comes to a positive mitzvah, one should not expend in a fortune, at most one-fifth of their wealth. However, we also say the opposite, that when you have a positive mitzvah going against a negative mitzvah, we say asei docha lo saseh, the asei is more powerful. Why? Says the Ramban, because positive mitzvos reflect our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while negative mitzvos are a reflection of our fear of the divine. And love is ultimately more powerful than fear. When we don't do a mitzvah, we have squandered an opportunity to show our love, to create closeness, and that is tragic. When the Torah tells us to bring a karban for the failure to perform an aseh, it is reminding us of the tragedy of the lost opportunity. If I could have shown my love, if I could have deepened my relationship, and I didn't, that is the tragedy of the missed opportunity. Well, what then do I do? I must find another way to express my love, and that is the purpose of the ola. It is not brought to atone for a sin, but to show my love. That is why the Gemara Zvachim calls the karban ola a doron, a gift. And the Gemara says an ola is always brought after a chatas. It is always brought after the sin offering. Why? Because first I must apologize before I could give a gift. Reversing the order is like hurting someone's feelings, and then, before saying I'm sorry, giving them flowers. That gift is insulting if I don't first show regret. But if I apologize sincerely, and then afterwards give them the flowers, then perhaps the flowers can repair the relationship by showing that my misdeed did not stem from a lack of love. And that might be why it's offered entirely on the Mizbeach, to show that it's entirely a gift for God. And so when we think of tshuva, we too frequently focus exclusively on what we did wrong. That is not enough. We must also think about what we didn't do right. The Gemara in Brachos says, Yisurin ban liyadcha yifashvesh b'maisav. If one experiences suffering, they should examine their deeds. The Gemara continues, what happens if pishpesh v'lo matzah? So you didn't find that you did anything wrong? The Gemara says, yitla bebitl Torah. You should assume that it's because of lack of Torah learning. And the Ramban in Tarsa Adam Shar Gmul explains that this doesn't just mean bitl Torah per se, but it means the lack of taking advantage of an opportunity to do mitzvos. And therefore, the lesson of the Karban Ola is this point in particular. This is not just true about particular actions, but it's also true for our paths in life. Even if we have not sinned, sometimes we have chosen a path in life which would have given us a greater chance, which doesn't gives us less of a chance to serve God. If we have squandered that chance, even without a single sin, that too is tragic. And for that, the Torah has given us an ola. And the same holds true for Ben Adam L'Chavero. If we had an opportunity to compliment, to smile, to help, to hug, to give a card, when our spouse or our child or our friend wasn't expecting it, if we had the chance and we squandered that chance, that is the tragedy of the lost opportunity. The Karban Ola teaches us that we must not take this lightly. We mustn't comfort ourselves by thinking, well, at least I didn't do anything wrong. Of course, this isn't easy. As Mark Twain famously said, I was seldom able to see an opportunity until it had ceased to be one. And so, the lesson of the Ola is, when opportunity knocks, open the door. If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. And most importantly, never pass up a chance to show a little love.